As we've already said, today is Northside's Mission Sunday. It's our 18th annual Mission Sunday. It's a special day when we focus our attention on our missionaries and on the different mission works that we partner with around the globe. You know, this church has a rich history of supporting evangelistic work in foreign countries and here in the U.S. I love what Paul had to say, not the apostle, but our brother Paul Harrington, what he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I thought, that sounds very familiar. Well, it was in today's Bible reading, if you're following along with the calendar that we passed out, that we are ambassadors for Christ. We are ambassadors for Christ here in Wichita. We are ambassadors for Christ with the people that we send out throughout the world and that we support. So yes, we have a rich history of supporting evangelistic work. Let me give you a couple of examples. 31 years ago, if you were here then, you will remember this. We sent a missionary family to Mexico, where they planted a church with a couple of other families. And today, we still support the Latin American Bible Institute there. And of course, 38 years ago, we started our Know Your Bible television program. As you probably know, our elders think that the best way to raise the money that we need to support Know Your Bible and to support missions is to have special Sundays where we focus on those mission efforts, those outreach efforts, and we emphasize those, and that's what we're doing today. We have always answered the call when we are asked to support evangelistic outreach. I think that spreading the good news of Christ throughout the world is a part of our DNA here at Northside. A lot of our members have been blessed to go on short-term mission trips, anywhere from a week long to 2 or 3 years. I think it probably could be argued that 2 or 3 years of work is more than just short-term mission work, but you get the idea that I'm going with. I just learned that Isabel Woodard is planning to go on another mission trip this summer with students from Oklahoma Christian University. Last year, she got to go to Honduras and work for a week there. This summer, she's going to Belfast, Ireland, and she could use your support. When I was a senior at Oklahoma Christian College, back before it was a university, I was the student leader of a group that spent 7 weeks in Germany at a couple of different cities. And later, there were other Northsiders who went on that same trip. In both cities, when I was there, we sang on street corners. We passed out flyers to invite people to a gospel meeting each evening. In the afternoons, we helped people who wanted to learn to speak English better by helping them read English by studying from the Gospel of John. In the evenings, we sang for the people who came to the meeting. And, you know, I have to say that experience changed my life in many ways. You're laughing at me? I am hurt. My wife said, honey, be prepared. They're going to think you look like a goofball. Okay, that's me. Yes, that's me. Still a debonair looking guy. Had a mustache back then. A little darker hair. Okay, anyway, you're interrupting me. That experience changed my life. It really helped me give me a love for mission work that lives on 46 years later. To help you understand how important mission work is to many of our members, we asked some of our members who have done mission work of one type or another to share their experiences and their thoughts with us, and we made 3 short videos that we are going to watch now.
Hey, I'm Cooper Babish, and today we're going to be talking with some Northside members who have done mission work. We're going to ask them to introduce themselves and briefly describe the work that they've done.
Our mission work started in college when we went to Germany 3 consecutive summers to do a singing campaign with some churches over there.
And then we did a Let's Start Talking mission to China.
And then we initially started with the Helpers in Missions program out of Memorial Road, and went on a 2-year internship to Scotland, Stirling, Scotland, to work with a church over there, and extended that by another year, all of course with Northside support.
Okay, we went 2 different years back to back to Augsburg, Germany, and Zurich, Switzerland. In the morning, we would get out and we would stuff mailboxes with advertisements. And then after lunch, we sang in the plaza. And then church members would pass out flyers as we sang. And then in the evening, we did English lessons using the Book of Luke. Kind of a precursor to Let's Start Talking. And then in the evenings after that, we had a gospel meeting.
My name is Adam Clothier, and I served as a missionary apprentice for a year in Coleraine, Northern Ireland.
I've been so privileged to be part of Let's Start Talking Ministries. I went over in Ukraine for 6 weeks and was blessed to minister, but also just help make connections with the people, the teens there in Ukraine. I also had a great opportunity with Metro Manila Ministries in the Philippines. We served 4 different locations, free medical service, dental and medical advice, and was able to love on people, serving over 900 people.
I love to do mission work. I've been to Philippines and we do Bible study, door knocking, and share the gospel about Jesus Christ.
And we spent 2 years on the field in Japan through the Helpers in Mission program through Memorial Road Church of Christ.
Next, we're going to be asking what blessings came from the work God did through them.
It changes the way you see the church when you're in a foreign country with a different language and you see how God's word plays out.
My primary purpose was to spread the gospel, but it also encourages the members there, and it encourages us.
One of the really cool things was that God was able to use our Let's Start Talking experience in China in our work in Scotland, since we worked a lot with the international student population at the Stirling University, and we made a lot of contacts and saw a lot of growth through that. Had two people come to Christ through that program.
And the thing where I most saw God working was probably some of the work that I did with the youth group at the Coleraine Church of Christ. I was just beginning to get involved in the study of Christian evidences, and I taught some classes for them, and they said that it was extremely helpful for them in their own understanding of the faith.
Being able to love on people with my talents of being encouraging and just studying the truth, the word, and letting it speak for itself was just mind-blowing. Then being able to witness 4 baptisms because of the message being spread in the Philippines was great.
The one that heard the gospel, they responded to be Christian.
One of the primary blessings that I saw from our time in Japan was just teaching the gospel to people who would never have the chance to hear it.
My mind always goes to the blessing of being able to experience worship and that in another culture.
Finally, we'll ask what inspires them about the mission work that Northside supports.
Number one, I think it's very similar to what inspired me about the work we did, is that just reaching people that we will never meet throughout all the different missionaries we send out. And the second thing is I've just seen there's so many problems in the world today that we can't solve. And God is the only solution to some of those problems. And to have people encounter Christ in the field and be able to experience God firsthand is what inspires me about our work.
I think what excites us about Northside and the missions we're involved in is there's different types of missions we're involved in, from the radio broadcasting to Toluca. We were able to go down and represent Northside on their 25th anniversary to see a work that started with nothing 25 years later, that it spawned many congregations and many believers all across Mexico and into other Spanish-speaking countries is amazing. And then Jonathan down in Argentina, just to see how that rolls out in all the ways that we touch different parts of the world with our mission efforts, it's exciting to see that, and it's fun to be involved in it. And again, see how God works in ways that we could never script, but he does it in his ways, and we just get to participate.
What inspires me the most was seeing the work of Northside family that working together, and that's amazing thing to do as a Christian family.
I've always loved and appreciated Northside's approach to, we want to focus on a smaller amount of works and be very intense in those works. And so the close relationship that we get to develop with our missionaries and our works is very important to me, and I've always appreciated that about Northside.
I think it's been really, it's been a blessing. It's been really fun to watch Jonathan's work throughout the years, seeing from where he started in Caracas and then moving to Buenos Aires, and just seeing the evolution of the church and the growth, the amazing growth and the connections, but still between Venezuela and Argentina. It's amazing to watch God work in that way.
I want to thank all those brave folks that let us video them and tell about their experiences. And I especially want to thank our ace reporter, Cooper Babish, who did a great job interviewing those folks. Now let's talk about World Christian Broadcasting. It was 41 years ago that this ministry built a shortwave radio station in Alaska, and 8 years ago they added one in Madagascar. With these two stations, they cover the entire globe with radio programs that include news, music, and Christian teaching.
Voice is now on the air. This means a strong signal now covers about twice the land area that was covered by KNLS, our Alaska facility. We now have the ability to cover much of what's known as the 1040 region, that area of the world between 10 degrees south latitude and 40 degrees north. It's an area that badly needs to hear the gospel message of faith, hope, and love, a message that can bring light to people who daily face the circumstantial darkness of the here and now and the spiritual darkness of life without a Savior. We have the ability to reach everyone with a standard shortwave receiver. The world has 3 billion shortwave receivers. 1 billion are turned on at any given time. And each receiver has an average of 3 people listening. We can introduce the gospel to an astonishing number of people who know very little or nothing about Jesus Christ.
This is your new life station. Thanks for making us a part of your day. Broadcasting over the air on KNLS, Anchor Point, Alaska, USA, and now via our transmitter in the beautiful Indian Ocean region.
Glory is holiness.
Tell you what, World Christian Broadcasting is an amazing ministry. Kimberly and I, when we were in Nashville a couple of years ago, had the opportunity to stop by their headquarters, and Andy Baker, who you saw speaking just now, gave us a 1.5 hour tour of that place. We learned a lot. We saw those studios where they were doing the recording that you just saw. They really do amazing work, and I know a lot of you believe in them so much that you support them directly as well as through your missions contributions. Adam Clothier, who you heard speak earlier today in person and on video, is the newest member of our missions oversight team, and he's our liaison now with Roberto Zepeda, director of the Latin American Bible Institute. Adam's going to come up here now and give us a brief update of the work that ELEB is doing, and after that, Matt Babish will tell us what's going on with our longtime missionary, Jonathan Hannigan, and his new teammates in Argentina.
I am now serving as the liaison to the Latin American Bible Institute. They're doing a lot of really good work down at the Latin American Bible Institute. As you can see, they have had 340 students graduate from ELEB since 1998. One of the great things about supporting ELEB is that by extension we're able to support preachers and missionaries all throughout Latin America. 95% of the graduates do go on to be very actively involved in ministry within their own local communities. ELEB graduates have gone on to plant 40 churches. ELEB is a very powerful force for the advancement of the gospel, working its way all throughout Latin America. Not only do we see the planting of churches by ELEB graduates, but we're also able to see people give their lives to Christ. Now, I never want to say that Northside or ELEB or anybody other than God himself is responsible for somebody making the choice to give their lives to Christ or to be baptized. But the Lord works through his servants. The Lord works through Northside and through ELEB and through everyone who calls themselves a Christian. And it's a really good thing to be able to see servants of God who are truly dedicated to preaching the gospel to other people. The physical Bible college is located in Toluca, Mexico. But as I said previously, we're able to see the impact of ELEB far beyond Toluca, far beyond Mexico. It's a work that spreads throughout the whole of Latin America. I mean, look at all these countries, Argentina, Bolivia. All of these are countries that have been touched by the work of ELEB. And I've been myself privileged to get to talk to the people who are running ELEB, and I can say that they are truly some of the most genuine, passionate, focused people that I've ever met. They are kind people, they're dedicated people, they're people who love people, and they're people who love sharing the gospel with other people. And so it's a real privilege for me to be able to serve as the liaison and to get to speak with such kind, passionate people. And so it's a real privilege. Thank you.
Good morning, family. As Mark said, my name is Matt Babish. I am the liaison to Jonathan Hannigan down in Buenos Aires, Argentina. We're excited to add two new teammates to help Jonathan and the support Jonathan down in the work that he's doing in South America. Chema and Vanessa Izara have joined Jonathan in the work this past November and have hit the ground running. Northside has committed to supporting them in this work. This has freed up Jonathan to minister more effectively to the church, while Chema and Vanessa help the growing personal needs of the congregation there. I am happy to announce that Redeemer Church of Christ in Buenos Aires is growing at a fantastic rate. Although this is incredible news, it comes with its own challenges. As you know, when we grow as a congregation, space becomes important. And the congregation there is growing out of the current space that they are meeting in. Please pray for God to open doors in finding a new space to worship so that the church can continue to grow and thrive. Unfortunately, it's not all good news. The economy has taken a rapid decline in the last year since the new president was elected. Rent continues to increase each month because the rent caps have been taken away now. This has posed a difficult situation for Chema and Vanessa as they are planning on moving into the city and finding a place to rent. With this in mind, the elders and the missions oversight team have decided to increase Chema and Vanessa's funds to accommodate this difficult situation. Please continue to pray for the entire team in Buenos Aires. Here's a short video from the team.
Hi, greetings from Buenos Aires. I am Chema.
And I am Vanessa. We are your missionaries here in Argentina. Thank you so much for supporting us and the work here in Buenos Aires.
We are excited to tell you that we are running out of space in our church building. This is because God is adding to our numbers.
We have a few newborn Christians and many regular visitors as well. We are thankful because we can see God working among us.
Thanks to everyone. God bless you.
We will see the holy city come descending like a bride, with the Lamb of glory seated on his throne, A new earth and a new heaven, with its gates thrown open wide, when the King of Zion comes to claim his own. Till your kingdom comes in power, saints and angels shout amen. Father, we will be your kingdom, be your kingdom until then. Then the sun will raise a scepter filled with righteousness and peace, saying there is no more sorrow, no more night, and the chains will all be broken, no more hunger, no disease, only freedom when the darkness turns to light. Till your kingdom comes in power, saints and angels.
We are facing difficult times here, both politically and economically. Yet God's kingdom is winning. People are finding salvation. People are finding faith, hope, and love for the first time in their lives. People are learning that we can trust God to provide for our needs, not only physical, but spiritual as well. Thank you so much for your support and for your generous love for our church and for the work here in Buenos Aires. We ask that you continue to support us and to pray for us so that we can continue to share the good news of Jesus Christ here in our city.
Two years ago, we began supporting these two families that you're seeing right now as they moved to Salinas, Ecuador to plant a church. On the left is the Rivas family. That's Alex and Dinella with their children, Noah and Chloe. And on the right is Kevin and Yerubi Canelone with 5-year-old Natan and newborn Amy. They have been doing great work, but they're facing a lot of challenges. For one thing, the economy in Ecuador is just terrible right now. The plan for missionaries who graduate from the Quito School of Biblical Studies, as they did, is to work for 6 months with full support from a U.S. church, and then they drop to 50% support from the church, and they are expected to earn the rest of their salary by starting small businesses. Well, that's a great plan, but the economy is so terrible right now, they really are struggling to do that. The plan is kind of like the Apostle Paul that made tents. And after 10 years, the plan, and I think it will still work, is for them to slowly taper off on our support and to be fully self-supporting. That way, they're not dependent on a U.S. church and can continue the work on their own. Let me tell you how that plan is going for our two missionaries there, our two missionary families in Salinas. Kevin is really good at working with his hands. He's a very good handyman. He's done painting. He's done tree trimming, lot cleanup. He's currently trying his hand at air conditioner repair. Alex is a graphic designer, very talented graphic designer. He's done some work for us here at Northside and for other members here. And he's bought a machine that prints his graphic designs on T-shirts and caps and coffee mugs. He also grew up, his dad owned a gym in Caracas, or in Venezuela somewhere. And he grew up going to that gym and knows a lot about weightlifting and that kind of thing. So he has also been trying his hand at doing personal training at a local gym. But the poor economy there has made it very hard for them to make enough money to earn half of their support. So our missions committee, our elders have decided we're not going to cut off their support quite as quickly and let them be not on their own totally, but half support. So this coming year, starting next month, they're going to be dropped to 90% support from us, and the remaining 10% they would earn. And over the years, we'll slowly taper off till we're still at the end of 10 years, they will be self-supporting. But they're, in addition to the economy, they're facing many other challenges in Ecuador, and you may have heard about some of these things in the news. Drug cartels are rampant in Ecuador right now. And the president had the new president is cracking down on that by use of military. And there was a 3-month curfew. In the evening, you were not supposed to go out at all. So things are getting a little bit better, but that's been a problem. Just recently, they have been experiencing power outages, just random throughout the day, several hours a day, they will be without electricity. Now, one challenge that is a wonderful blessing as well is that both families have some new babies. But as you know, if ever been a parent, a new baby requires a lot of attention. So some of their attention is focused on the babies, and slowly as the babies get older, you know, that will not be as big of a challenge. And as you may have heard, if you're on our prayer tree, Alex's mother in Venezuela passed away a few days ago. So he went there to be with his dad, to be there for the funeral. And so that has also taken his attention away for a while. And we need to continue to pray for Alex and his family. Despite all the challenges, they are doing amazing work. And as Jonathan said in his video, the kingdom is winning. They've had several recent baptisms. They do a weekly Bible study at a rehab, a drug rehab center. And as you can see, there's a lot of guys that are interested in studying the Bible with Kevin there. Their little church is also growing. It's not as big as Johnson's church right now. They haven't been doing it for as long, but there's a lot of people interested in worshiping with them every Sunday. Alex and Kevin both have a strong desire also to learn English, which I think is really neat. Alex already has a pretty good command of the English language. He gets a few things mixed up. Kevin is a brand new student of the English language, though. So every week, I have a Zoom meeting with both those guys at different times, and we practice English for an hour. We just talk. It's a great way for me to learn about what they're doing and to help them to learn how to correctly pronounce English and what the words mean. Now, the guy in the upper right corner there is Miguel Ortiz. I don't know if he's here today, but Miguel is one of our members. He grew up in Puerto Rico. He and his wife, Neri, have been members here since 2019. And I really appreciate Neri and his, Miguel and his work with me. He's retired now, so he has more time on his hands. And my Spanish is sort of like a 2-year-old level Spanish. I'm 300 days into Duolingo with learning Spanish, but it's not nearly enough. So Miguel is a huge help, and I want to thank him. Let's watch the video now from our Salinas missionaries.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Look what God is doing through you. Angels are singing when the saints are bringing praise and adoration from each and every nation. Glory, hallelujah. Look what God can do.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jordan, Israel, and France, Russia, and Afghanistan, Zimbabwe, and Cameroon. Children in Romania, souls in Ethiopia, longing to hear the news. How can they hear unless they're told? We must share the hope that we know. It's up to you to tell them what God can do.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
glory, hallelujah. Look what God is doing through you. Angels are singing when the saints are bringing praise and adoration from each and every nation. Glory, hallelujah, look what God can do.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint down on his knees, because heaven knows the power of prayer. Comfort when I feel afraid, a light when I've lost my way, lifting burdens that I bear. On my heart and mind, I know you pray for me, and I hope you know you've shown me what God can do.
Hallelujah.
what my God can do. Glory, hallelujah, look what God is doing through you. Angels are singing when the saints are bringing praise and adoration from each and every nation. Glory, hallelujah, look what God can do.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
People living in the streets, longing for some food to eat. They're starving for somebody to care. And when a child cries in the night, someone there to show the light and let them know God is there. How can they see unless they're shown? Can they find God's love all alone? It's up to you to tell them what God can do.
Hallelujah.
What my God can
thank
do.
You for your support. God bless you.
And through you, angels are singing when the saints are bringing praise and adoration.
I really appreciate the way they practice that English phrase there. Thank you for your support. They do appreciate your support. I got a long email from Kevin Cantalone just about a week ago, just pouring his heart out, thanking us so much for everything we do for them. Last year, we began supporting Brother Wes Anderson and his work with the downtown Kansas City Church of Christ. We had asked Wes to make a video for us, but guess what? He is actually here today in person, and we're really honored to have him and his wife Iris with us. So he's going to give us a brief update on his work now.
For those of you who may not know me, my name is Wes Anderson. I am still the husband of one wife. Been married for 41 years to Iris Anderson. She's sitting over there. I have been the pulpit minister at downtown since 1999. So going into the 25th year. I want to really take you into the inner workings of what we do when I come back tonight at 5 o'clock. I want to give you just a real good look at what we do and why we do it. And I want to just express some of the hardships, some of the challenges that we face. I still have 4 grandchildren. I forgot to mention that. 3 rumbunctious boys. One is 3, one is 2, one is 1, and one is 7 months old. So pray for me that they don't beat me up too much. But I have a lot of fun with them, and we get to keep them every other weekend. But be praying for the work at downtown. We did have 1 baptism this year. Unfortunately, that one got away due to some heavy Buddhism that was within the ranks. And so we lost that one. Last year, we baptized 7. But we are a congregation that's holding at 60 members. We are looking to train men for the eldership. We still have 2 deacons. We did have elders back in 2013, but the one elder passed away last year, and so we no longer have elders. We do have a lot of newer, younger families, and I see a lot of potential on the horizon for that in terms of building our leadership base. I do want to say one other thing before I sit down, because I was told I had 3 minutes. I got 1 left, right? Okay. I just wanted to thank the eldership of this congregation, the men that lead this work. I don't see every elder in here right now. I see 1. But I want to thank the elders for their spirituality, your godliness, and how you lead this congregation. I've been watching you all from afar in the last 5 years, and I'm looking at all the work that's being done. And I want to thank the congregation for your emphasis on missions. Keep on doing that. You're making the world brighter. We do appreciate all of your love and your support. Keep praying for us. Please do come back at 5 o'clock tonight where I can give you a more in-depth look at the work at downtown. Thank you.
I do encourage you to come back tonight and hear Brother Wes. And if you would like to visit with him and Iris for a little bit longer after worship is over, we're going to have a potluck dinner. And if you want to come and eat with them, bring something to share, and we look forward to doing that. If you're ever up in Kansas City, I encourage you to go by and visit with the downtown church, worship there. I've had the opportunity to do that. If you think our singing is good, and it is good, their singing is very spirited, and their worship is wonderful. The preaching is excellent. And you're going to feel loved and welcomed if you go there, and I encourage you to do that. Earlier, we heard from several Northside members who have been blessed to do mission work of one type or another. Now I want us to hear why our children in the safari classes like to bring their money to support our missionaries.
Hi, I'm Cooper Babish. Today I'm going to be talking with some safari kids on why they would rather give their money to the missions in Ecuador than spending it on cool stuff. Can you introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Liam Denton, and I like to give my money to the missionaries because I want them to buy Bibles for other people and give them to them so they can learn about more stuff about God.
All right, now tell us who you are and why you like to support the missions in Ecuador.
I am Andrew Block, and I like to support the missions in Ecuador so that they can do funner things and what they like and help support the church.
I'm Hannah Harrington, and I support the missionaries because so more people can learn about God and see how powerful he is and what he does for us.
My name is Lucy Caldioma, and I like to support the missionaries in Ecuador because I like helping people who are poor because it makes me feel bad to see them without food while I get to eat a lot of stuff that probably shouldn't be eaten.
Can you tell us your name and why you like to support the missions in Ecuador?
My name is Justin, and I like to do it because they can buy Bibles and give and buy food for the people.
My name is Paisley Preston, and I like to give money to the missionaries because I like to help the people that don't have Bibles and need to know God, and they are struggling with things they need to know, and if they have troubles or they've lost someone in their family, we can always pray for them.
Can you tell us your name and why you like to spend your money on the missions in Ecuador?
My name is Chloe Griffith, and I like to support the missionaries in Ecuador so they can give Bibles to other people.
Thank you, guys. This was really great. It's great to see how the opinions you guys have on how you can spend your money to help people with missions.
That every year we have children's videos, and they never fail to impress us. Our children love giving money to help our missionaries, and you just heard why. Now, as they do every year, they're going to bring the money that they've donated this past year up to the front, and we're going to collect it in a little treasure box. I believe Matt's going to come up and collect that. Come on down to the front, kids. The money they donate is currently going to our Salinas, Ecuador missionaries. This year, I'm happy to report that they gave $273. I think that's really amazing. Last year, our Ecuador missionaries used the money that our children donated to pay for a two-day youth campaign. Will Mukes and I were privileged to be there for that campaign that they paid for. They also bought Bibles, study material. They printed the church's songbooks, and they bought medicine for a sick church member. So we're going to pause now and take a group picture, and I love it. This is always a big deal. All right, thanks, kids. Now I want to tell you how you can help with all these great works that we support. Over the next 12 months, we need $200,000 to support our different mission efforts around the world. That's the exact same mission giving goal that we had last year. Hopefully, most of you already have received a brochure that explains the different efforts that we're supporting. If you don't have one yet, grab one as you're exiting the auditorium today. Inside that brochure, you're going to find a form that you can fill out to tell us how much you plan to give this year to support missions during the next 12 months. If you do use that form to make your pledge, please leave it at the box that you'll find at the information booth in the foyer. You can also use Realm to make your missions pledge, and a lot of you have been doing that over the past few years. I know a lot of you continue to give to missions every year as you have in the past, and maybe some of you don't really see a need to do a pledge, but I will tell you it really does help us if you will turn in a pledge either on paper or in Realm to let us know how much you're planning to give. If you do prefer to get into Realm on a computer, just go to onrealm.org. And then once you're in Realm, you can click on Giving on the left side of the screen, then click the Pledge tab, then select the Missions Pledge Campaign, then fill out the pledge on this screen like this. You enter the amount that's to be pledged, the frequency that you plan to give that amount, the date you plan to start giving, and the date you're going to end that giving, and then take a look and make sure that the total pledge really is accurate, what you're planning to give for the year, and then click on Save Pledge. Now, you can also do all this on a smartphone or other device that you have access to Realm Connect. And if you have any problems doing any of that, just call the church office and we can help you with that. Let's go ahead and bring the lights up again. I think all our videos and pictures are done. It's not easy doing mission work, you know, especially in countries where inflation is just out of control or where violence and crime cause a lot of safety concerns or in areas of our country where people struggle with poverty and substance abuse. But after hearing updates from our missionaries, from World Christian Broadcasting and from Brother Wes, do you get the same feeling that I do? Do you get the feeling that despite the many challenges that they're facing, God's kingdom is winning? Your prayers and your financial support really do make a difference. As we wrap up today, let me just ask you a quick question. Do you know the God that our missionaries are telling people about? Have you obeyed him? Have you been baptized so your sins could be forgiven? If you haven't yet, but you're ready to do that, today, our elders are going to be waiting at the back of the auditorium and they can help you. Or maybe you need prayers. Maybe you need a shepherd to pray with you privately or maybe share a public prayer request. If there's any need you have, any way that we can help you today, I encourage you to go to the back of the auditorium and talk with one of our shepherds as together we stand and sing.